会众打开希伯来书第一章。
Let us turn to the first chapter of the book of Hebrews.
我们大家读第七、第八两节。
Let us read verse 7 and verse 8.
现在我们速度加快了，今天就讲两节。
We are about going to speed up, so today we're going to cover two verses.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
我们就读第七、第八两节。
Verse 7 and 8.
我念第六节，第七请弟兄念，第八节请姐妹念。再者，神子长子到世上来的时候，或者神子长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。论道使者，又说上帝以风为使者，以火焰为仆婢。论道子却说，上帝啊，你的宝座是永永远远，你的国度是正直的。大家再念第七、第八节。论道使者又说，上帝以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。论道子却说，上帝啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国度是正直的。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
上帝啊，我感谢你，因为你用你的道继续教导我们，光照我们，引导我们，充实我们，更正我们，督责我们，用你的道来接近我们。我们感谢，我们赞美你。你的话安定在天，永不改变。你的话比极多的金金可炫目，你的话比下地的蜜更甘甜。你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。你的话如同火一样焚烧我们的心，你的话如同光一样照耀我们的灵性。我们感谢你，你的话如同灵粮一样可以喂养我们的需要，你的话如同大锤一样锤所有我们错误的事。求主今天用你的圣手托住这个聚会，用你的灵光照我们每一个人，你与我们同在。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。上个礼拜我们在这里讲到，子是天使敬拜的对象。
Last week we mentioned that the Son of God is the object to which angels worship.
因为他是比所有天使更高的，而且远远超过天使。
Because he's higher than all angels and is not superior to all angels.
像我们对基督的认识，就不在受造界里面以被造者的形象来认识他。
So we understand Jesus Christ not as a created being, not within the created realm.
我们不以外貌来认识基督。
And we do not know Jesus by his physical appearance only.
超越他的历史上以道成肉身的形象来认识他。
We know him by transcending beyond the physical appearance of Jesus in history.
我们更超越了所有天使的荣耀来认识他。
And we transcend all the glories of the angels to know Jesus Christ.
因为父为子做了最大的见证。
Because the Father gave the greatest testimony for the Son.
父是所有受造者都要伏在他的脚下。
The Father is the person through which all created beings must prostrate in front to worship.
甚至神灵的受造天使，这些受造物也不能例外。
Including spiritual beings, the angels are no exception.
不单是受造的物质界的万物伏在于他的脚下。
Not only all created physical beings will prostrate in front of God.
那个遵行上帝的命令有大能力的天使都要敬拜他。
Those who follow the commandment of God, the angels with great might also must worship God.
让上帝的使者敬拜耶稣基督。
Let the messengers of God worship Jesus Christ.
这是父为子所发出的一个命令。
This is a commandment that the Father gave on behalf of the Son.
这个命令是对天上的使者们讲出来的。
And this commandment is given to all the messengers of God in heaven.
那么是不是有不顺服子的呢？
Is it possible that some are disobedient to the Son?
我们从圣经的原则给我们看见，不顺服子就是不顺服父。
From biblical principle, we see that when we oppose the Son, we oppose God the Father.
不接受子的就是不接受父。
Those who do not accept the Son do not accept the Father.
不信子的就是不信父。
And those who do not believe in the Son do not believe in the Father.
父一切的荣耀、智慧、丰盛，都有形有体的在子里面居住。
Because all the glories, all the wisdom of God the Father is given to God the Son.
所以基督就是父神的代表。
And so Christ is the representation of God the Father.
当神借着基督要所有的被造者向他敬拜的时候。
And God, through Jesus Christ, wants all created beings to worship
Him. 所以显出基督是真正代表了父神。
It shows us that Jesus Christ truly represents God the Father.
但是呢，有一个很重要的文学家，就是英国的 John Milton。
But there's a very important writer, the John Milton of England.
他在这圣诺言的这个长诗里面，他提到天使长有一位不愿意顺服耶稣基督，不要敬拜他。
In his book Paradise Lost, he mentioned that there is an archangel who opposes God and refuses to worship Christ.
这就是他之所以成为撒旦的真正的原因。
And this is the true reason why he became Satan.
这样的事，圣经是没有明文记载的。
There is no clear indication in the Bible about this.
他凭着什么理由可以就做出一个这样的结论？
But what kind of conclusion did he draw from?
我们又凭着什么理由可以接受这个结论？
And why should we accept this conclusion and hypothesis?
这到底是个神学性的思想推测呢？
Is this a hypothesis in theology?
或者是圣经里面可能隐藏着的奥秘呢？
Or a mystery that's hidden within the word of God?
我个人是接受 John Milton 这样的提议。
Personally, I accept John Milton's suggestion.
因为基督应当是天使要敬拜的一个对象。
Because Christ ought to be worshipped by all angels.
这是一个神的命令。
And this is the commandment of God.
天使长如果抵挡神，他就叫做撒旦。
An archangel that opposes God is called Satan.
所以当抵挡神的撒旦，他抵挡神的命令，很可能就是抵挡这个命令。
And when we say that Satan opposes the will of God and the commandment of God, this is probably what he meant.
这是我们可以接受的一个结论。
This is a conclusion that we can accept.
不但如此，
Not only that,
因为当天使长抵挡神做了撒旦以后，
After the archangel became Satan for opposing God,
他就被上帝摔下来了。
He was disposed of by God.
他的地位就低下来了。
His status immediately went down.
他看到受造的层次是比人更高的。
But still, the order of things is higher than a human being.
所以神以下就是天使。
Below God is the angel.
无论是善良的天使，或者是邪恶犯罪的天使。
It doesn't matter whether they are angels of goodness or evil or evil.
这些天使都是灵界里面大有能力的。
All these are spiritual beings with great might and power.
是比人被造的时候更高一层次的。
They are of a higher level than human beings.
所以当撒旦一提的第二位一个成为人，道成肉身的时候，
so when the second person of the triune God become human,
他就进到人的世界。
He entered into our human world.
被造颜值比天使更低的。
And we were created slightly lower than him.
这个时候呢，撒旦就趁着机会报仇，要耶稣来拜他。
And so Satan wanted to have his revenge and wanted Jesus to worship him.
他不愿意顺服天父的旨意，敬拜圣子。
He is not willing to obey God and to worship the Christ.
当圣子来做人的时候，他就捉弄他，要人子耶稣去敬拜撒旦。
And when the Son of God came to become the Son of Man, he wanted him to worship him.
我相信呢 ，John Milton 对神学的了解超过他那个时代所有的神学家。
I believe that John Milton had a more in-depth understanding of theology more than all the theologians of his time.
我有相信有一些很有神学头脑的人不一定是在神学院的里面。
I believe that some people with great theological thinking may not reside in the seminary.
所以我为平信徒办了许多的神学院。
And so I had a lot of seminaries built up for lay people.
因为我不愿意神学被捆锁在神学院的四片墙壁的里面。
Because I'm not willing that theology be confined within the four walls of the seminary.
我也不愿意在神的子民中间有神学思想恩赐的人不被真正的承认。
And at the same time, I want to acknowledge those among us who have true theological gifts in their mind.
加文是我们改正教或者归正中最伟大的神学家。
John Calvin is the greatest theologian in Reformed theology.
但他本身却不是从神学院毕业出来。
But he himself did not graduate from the seminary.
但是这个加文宗的思想传统下来。
But the Calvinistic thoughts and doctrines have been passed down.
产生了许多最精锐的神学思想家。
And it produced great thinkers in theology.
我相信 John Milton 就在 Puritan 的系统里面建立了他的思想体系。
I believe that John Milton has his thought process established in the Puritan structure.
所以他破费了这一句话，神对他的使者说，你们都要敬拜子。
So he understood this very carefully, that all God's angels worship the Son.
抵挡神命令的这位天使长，后来就要道成肉的耶稣 转过来要敬拜他。
And this archangel that opposed God wanted God the Son to worship him as the Son of Man.
当基督看到这个情形的时候
，When Jesus Christ saw this problem，
他清楚知道他没有资格叫我敬拜撒旦。
Clearly, he knew that Satan has no authority to ask him to worship him.
所以他就拒绝他。
And so he rejected him.
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
He said, "Satan, leave me."
这是基督很严肃的一句话语。
This is a very solemn declaration by Jesus Christ.
因为圣经记着说，你单要敬拜他，单单侍奉他。
Because the Bible says that we ought to worship one God and only serve Him.
只有神可以接受敬拜。
Only God can receive worship.
除了神以外，我们没有敬拜的对象。
Other than God, there is no other object to which we worship.
我们对神对人的侍奉，都是为了神成为我们侍奉的对象而侍奉。
Whatever things we do in our ministry as we serve because of God as the ultimate target.
所以我们说敬拜是单单向神敬拜。
And when we worship only God.
我们说侍奉是单单为了神而侍奉。
And if we serve one another, we serve one another because of God.
这样我们整个人生，我们的灵性就有个正确的根基，就有个绝对没有动摇的原则来做事情了。
And in so doing, our life will have a firm foundation and a principle that cannot be shaken.
基督拒绝向撒旦敬拜。
Jesus Christ rejected the worship of Satan.
还保留了基督的信仰纯正的本质。
And because of that, we have the purity of faith all throughout the generation.
否则的话
，If that's not the case,
我们所有的基督徒虽然已经信了主，虽然敬拜耶稣基督，我们仍然是间接敬拜魔鬼的。
All of us Christians would be, although we believe in Jesus Christ and worship Him, we would be indirectly worshiping Satan.
因为我们所敬拜的耶稣，竟然是因为自己敬拜魔鬼的，那我们敬拜他，不等于我们也就间接敬拜魔鬼了。
Because the Jesus Christ we worship Satan, and so we worship Satan indirectly as well.
所以在这些最重要的关头里面
，So in all these very crucial times,
教会绝对不可妥协。
The church cannot compromise.
在这样决定性的关头里面
，At all these crucial moments of time,
信徒绝对不可妥协。
Christians ought not to compromise.
所以基督论是很重要的。
So Christology is a very important doctrine.
基督是神。
Christ is God.
我们在他里面的信仰才是正确的。
Our faith in Him is correct.
基督如果不过是人
，If Jesus Christ is man,
我们就不需要敬拜他。
We really need not worship Him.
他以我们的样子受造之物。
Because like us, He was created.
我们的信仰就没有本质上的差异了。
And there will be no difference in essence in our faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你看见了这个要害吗？
Can you see the importance of this?
你看到这个重要的地方在哪里？
Can you see where the crucial point is?
撒旦说你拜我，我把全世界跟所有的荣华都给你。
Satan said, bow down to me, I will give you all the glories of the world.
如果基督拜了魔鬼，
If Christ worshiped the devil,
那我们今天不必这么辛苦传道。
And then today we would not need to
work so hard. 因为全世界都主动做了基督徒了。
Because the whole world would have been Christian by
himself. 这些人所敬拜的基督本身是敬拜撒旦的基督。
And the Christ we worship would be a Christ that worships Satan.
这样的基督教就根本没有存在的价值。
And this Christianity will have no value for its existence.
这种基督徒是徒有基督徒的外表，而没有真正纯正基督教信仰的本质。
And a Christian like that would be a fake Christian without the true essence of Christianity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当基督在地上做人的时候
，When Christ was on earth,
他没有一次妥协于魔鬼。
Not once did he compromise with the devil.
他没有一秒钟这个掉在撒旦的试探里面。
Not for a second did he fall into the trap and temptation of Satan.
每时每刻的圣撒旦很激进、很敏感的抗拒魔鬼一切抵挡神的作为。
Every moment of his life, he was sensitive towards the trials and temptation of Satan, and he opposes him every single moment.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督与其他的天使是不一样的。
So Christ is different from all our angels.
其他的天使是被造的。
All the angels were created.
其他的天使要敬拜他的。
All angels had to worship him.
基督是创造者。
But Christ is the creator.
基督是这个接受其他的天使敬拜。
And Christ is the person who will accept the worship.
他如果接受敬拜，
If he accepts worship,
这位基督就是神，他不是受造者。
This Christ is God, he is not created.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
接下去希伯来书的作者，
After that, the author of Hebrews,
就把基督同其他天使的比较再次说明出来了。
Once again, elaborate the comparison between Christ and all the angels.
所以他在第七节就告诉我们
，In verse 7 he tells us，
论到使者
，In speaking of the angels，
又说上帝以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
He says he makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire。
这句话在旧约里面出现过。
This word has been found in the Old
Testament。这句话在新约也出现了。
And also in the New Testament。
特别是在希伯来书这一章里面才出现出来。
And he appeared here in this Hebrew。
我个人对第一章第七节这个话语有非常非常浓厚的兴趣。
Personally, I'm very interested in verse 7。
就是他说呢，上帝以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
He says God makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire.
那么许多的解经家怎么解释这两句话呢？
How does most Bible commentaries describe
this verse? 他们用风同火的这个性质，同基督的性质把它分开来解释。
They try to describe it by describing the substance of the wind and the fire.
换一句话说
，In other words,
解经家认为风同火是变幻无常，他们是常常会改变形象的。
Many Bible explanation tells you that the wind and the fire is unchanged, is changing all the time.
以基督的宝座的永远的做一个比较，就显出不同的地方在哪里。
And they compare that with the throne of Jesus Christ to show you the difference.
我个人认为这里边还有更深的意思在里面。
But I believe there are deeper meaning within this verse.
上帝以风为使者。
God makes his angels winds.
上帝以火为仆役。
And his servants flames of fire.
这句话有没有更深的意思在里面？
Is there a deeper meaning to this?
这里要提醒。我们神所要使用的应当有怎样的本性，应当有怎么样的现象。
Here it reminds us of the servants of God, what kind of character we should have, what kind of phenomena we should carry.
这就是我所以有浓厚被吸引的兴趣来思想这句话的原因。
And this is why I'm very attracted to this verse.
今天我们看见了教会冷淡的不得了。
Today when we look at the church, we see a very cold church.
教会死板的不得了。
A very boring church.
像是一点没有神的仆人的记号在教会里面。
It means that there is no mark of the messenger of God within the church.
我们照样看见有许多的传道人没有火的记号，没有风的记号，所以很难给我们看出还有神仆人的印记在他们身上。
At the same time, we see a lot of servants of God without the mark of the wind and the mark of the fire, so we can't tell that they are servants of God.
所以今天我要从另一方面提到的思想，我们怎样才被神使用？
So we want to look at this from another angle. How can we be used by God?
神要使用怎样的教会？
What kind of church would God use?
神要使用怎样的基督徒？
What kind of Christian would the Lord use?
神要使用怎样的牧师传道？
What kind of pastor and preacher would the God use?
神要怎样使用哪一种的执事长老？
What kind of deacons and elders would the Lord use?
今天的圣经提醒我们，上帝以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
The Bible reminds us this evening that God makes his angels winds and servants flames of fire.
或者这句话我们可以把它翻过来说，上帝用风做了他的使者，用火焰做了他的仆人。
We can turn this word around and say that God uses the wind to be his servant and the fire to be his angels.
这样就把圣经旧约里面一同特殊的侍奉的这份把它显明出来了。
And from this we can see this special calling that is described in the Bible.
这个侍奉的这份是什么呢？
What kind of serving is this?
就是先知的这份。
And this is the office of the prophets.
先知像风一样的。
The prophets were like the wind.
先知像火一样的。
The prophets were like a fire.
他们充满火热的心。
They were full of fire in their heart.
他们充满被圣灵引导的自由。
They had this freedom, they were guided by the Holy Spirit.
有时候他们的工作像大风吹来一样。
So sometimes their ministry is as if a great wind has passed.
他们的侍奉像烈火焚烧一样的。
Or like a great fire burning up.
这两件在圣经里面也被引用成为象征圣灵的两个记号。
And these two things are also used as the mark of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
圣灵如风。
Holy Spirit is like a wind.
圣灵如火。
The Holy Spirit is like a fire.
这里就讲的火是大风。
And this is a great wind.
不是微风。
And it's not just a wind.
这里讲的火是烈火。
And a fire is a great fire.
不是小火。
And not a little flame.
上帝以风为仆人。
And God used angels as wind.
上帝以火为仆役。
And God used fire as his servant.
对我来说是个很大很大的启发。
To me, there's great inspiration in the verse.
所以我常常对我的学生说。
So I always tell my students.
我很盼望在你们身上看见有火的象征，有风的运行， 你才被称为神所重用的仆人。
I desire to see among you the signs of the wind and the signs of the fire, then you will be great servant of God.
耶稣基督对尼哥底母说
，Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus,
风随着自己的意思吹，你不知道它从哪里来，往哪里去。
The wind has its own will, you will not know where it comes from and where it's going.
被圣灵所生的人也是如此。
And those who are born of the Spirit is the same.
圣灵就是神的风。
The Spirit is the wind of God.
要遵行神的旨意。
And he will follow the will of God.
要把神的能力彰显出来。
And he will manifest the power of God.
要把神所讲的话应验出来。
And show us the word of God.
当上帝创造的时候。
When God created.
他讲话。
He spoke.
然后圣灵就运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God moved among the waters.
这是个动力。
And this is dynamic.
这是个很大的动力。
And this is a great dynamic.
在创造的工作上，圣灵是神的动力。
In the work of creation, the Holy Spirit is the dynamism of God.
在救赎的事情上
，But in the work of salvation,
圣灵是上帝的动力。
The Holy Spirit is the motivating and the action of God.
在启示的工作上
，In the work of revelation,
圣灵是上帝的动力。
The Holy Spirit is the dynamism of God.
所以神所用的就需要圣灵充满，才有神动力的表现。
And so once God wants to use those who have the Holy Spirit within them to show the dynamism of God.
在旧约里面我们看见了几种很重要的职分。
In the Old Testament, we see a lot of very important offices.
其中就是祭司的职分。
The first one is priest.
那是比较规矩的，每天奉行同样的事物，每天有这个尽责任的人。
And these people are people who go through a routine every day, a ritual every day.
第二种的人就是先知。
The second purpose people are.
他们的工作不是每天从早到晚，每一个钟头一样的，不是的。
The prophets do not have a fixed routine.
突然间，耶和华的灵临到他们身上的时候。
Suddenly, the Spirit of God is upon them.
他们勇敢站起来，像风一样，像火一样，讲一些令人震惊、使人惧怕的话语。
With great courage, they will stand up and speak with the wind and the fire and speak of things that will frighten people.
无论他们讲的话是应许的话
whatever it may be, maybe it's a prophecy,
或是教训的话
or with a teaching,
或者是境界的话
or with a warning,
或者是审判的话
or with a judgment,
都使人心里深处产生很大的冲击
All these will create a great response from the bottom of our hearts.
这些先知是很特殊蒙神使用的第二种人
And so these prophets are specially selected by God.
第三种人是智慧人。
The third type of people are the wise people.
他也不是先知。
They are not prophets.
他也不是祭司。
They are not priests.
但是他是讲一些很有智慧的人的话语。
But these people are with wisdom. They tell us words of wisdom.
他们讲的话呢，有时候使你感到微笑，但是内心深处深深就悟其中深入的教导。
Sometimes you smile at what they say, but deep in your heart, you recognize the teaching.
他不大声疾呼。
They may not shout loudly.
他很轻松地讲这个很深入的、有意义、有智慧的话语。
Maybe very lightly they tell you very lightly and very comfortably words of great knowledge.
圣经里面的智慧文学就是这些人写下来的。
And so the Bible wisdom literature written by all these people.
他们写下诗篇。
They wrote Psalms.
他们写下预言。
They wrote Proverbs.
他们写下箴言。
And also Proverbs.
他们写下一些很重要的教训在里面。
Including very important teaching.
智慧人的工作。
And this is words of the wise
men. 先知的工作。
Of the prophets.
祭司的工作。
And the priests.
不一样的地方。
All of them are different.
当然很少一个人神的仆人有三种不同的这个个性在他的身上。
Very seldom do you find a person with all three characters within.
但是当上帝以风为使者，以火焰为仆役的时候，这种职分是更适当我们用先知型的工作来形容出来。
When we read that God makes His angels wind and His servants flames of fire, the prophets probably fit this more.
那么祭司是不是神的仆人呢
？What about the priests? Are they servants of God?
祭司是在主织的。在行政的，在每日的事物中间的神的仆人，那个重要性是同先知在时代发言对罪恶开刀的精神完全不一样的。
There's a big difference between the priests and the prophets. The priests are interested in the administration, the management, the daily affairs. It's very different from a prophet standing in his generation speaking for God.
先知不但要把罪恶揭露出来。
The prophets not only want to reveal sin to us.
先知也因为他们的侍奉，常常把自己放在生死的中间来 侍奉上帝。
Because of their ministry, they have to put themselves in a position of life and death to serve God.
他们每天在危险的中间。
Every day they are in a position of danger.
上帝以风为使者，以火为他的仆役，什么意思？
What does it mean when we say God makes His angels wind and His servants flames of fire?
神的工作需要有火从风的记号在里面。
The work of God must have the mark of the wind and the fire.
那么风到底是指什么呢？
What does the wind represent?
风是一个看不见的存在。
The wind is an existence that's invisible.
你有时候根本不知道它在哪。
Sometimes you don't know where the wind is.
因为你拍不到它的相片。
Because you cannot take a picture of the wind.
你不能用形象把它画出来。
You cannot paint it out.
你根本看不见它在哪里。
You cannot see it.
但是风的存在是不能被否认的。
But the existence of the wind cannot be denied.
这是个不能看见的实体。
This is an existence that cannot be seen.
实实在在存在的。
It truly is.
神的仆人也是如此。
And God's servant is like
that. 许多时候我们的工作人家看不见。
Many times we serve and nobody can see.
我们的存在人家不看到重要。
Our existence is ignored.
但是我们产生了无形的影响。
But we have invisible influence.
我们有伟大的推动力在里面。
We have great power and action.
没有人看见过风。
Nobody has ever seen the wind.
没有人能够把风画出来。
Nobody has ever painted the wind.
你只能把风的果效看出来。
You can only see the results of the wind.
你能把风的果效这个把它画出来。
You can only paint the influence of the wind.
你不能看见风的本体。
You cannot see the wind in it.
因为风就是流动的一个气体。
Because the wind is moving air.
气体是根本看不见的。
And air is something we cannot see.
当你看见那个风的时候呢？
When you see the wind,
你说你看不看见的风呢？
You have seen the wind.
你从来没有看见风。
But actually, you've never seen it.
你看见被风吹的那个树在那边摇。
And you see the leaves moving.
所以你没有看见风。
So you have not seen the wind.
把神的仆人的记号也是如此。
And the mark of the servant of God is the same.
神的工作，
the work of God,
借助他的仆人做出来的时候，
when it is done through his servant,
常常产生了一个后果是。领受服务的人没有办法站稳原位，他一定受动摇，一定有改变。
Always have a result in that it will move the people who receive this action.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
风有一股的强劲的力量在他的里面。
The wind has a very strong action and power in it.
没有人可以随便拦住他。
It is something that cannot be blocked easily.
风的力量大到一个地步。
The wind is so strong,
可以把整个屋顶翻起来。
That it can remove the wood.
可以把大的树连根拔起来。
And can uproot a very big tree.
可以把整个船飘起来。
And it can remove an entire ship.
可以叫整个汽车像飞机一样飞。
Or can move the car in the air.
我们在这里没有看过这样的情形。
We have never seen that in Singapore.
因为你们新加坡，我们印尼都不在大风的这一个危险地带。
Because this region is not in a region of great winds.
我想你们有的人看过 Twister 这一片的戏。
Perhaps you've seen the movie The Twister.
龙卷风。
It's about the tornadoes.
真的，你看到会吓死人的。
It's a very frightening sight.
单单看见你就吓死你，真的来到你吓两次。
So if you're actually in the middle of it, you'll be frightened to death.
风是一个很强劲的动力在里面。
And wind is strong.
神的作为也是如此。
And the work of the Lord is the same.
有一个人讲一句很感动人的话。
There's a person who said a very moving thing.
他们当爱尔兰的大复兴来到的时候。
He said when there was a great revival in Ireland.
圣灵的工作大到一个地步。
The Holy Spirit has such a mighty work.
在两公里以外。有人做礼拜，在这个地方呢，靠近那地方就开始感到，就心灵受很深的感动。
Even though a worship service is on 2 miles away, people can feel within their hearts something moving.
当圣灵感动 George Whitfield 为主大大做工的时候，
when the Holy Spirit moved George Whitfield to work greatly for him,
有一个《泰晤士报》的记者记载这样一句话
：There is a reporter who recorded this.
他说 ，Mr. Whitfield 讲话的声浪。我在一英里外面已经听见那个震撼的力量。
He says that I, from 1 mile away, I can hear the force of Mr. Whitfield's vision.
的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
当 Robert Evans 离开爱尔兰到别地方去的时候
，When Robert Evanson leave Ireland and go to another place to preach.
走过的城市
，Every city that he
went to. 复兴之后
，After the revival,
那些赌博馆就关门了
，All the gambling den closed.
跳舞院就关门了
，All the dancing hall closed.
酒吧的生意就没有了
，All the bar did not have.
人已经被大风吹过了
，Because all of them have been blown by the wind.
人受了感动
，All of them have been moved.
神以风为使者
，and so make God make angels as wind.
火焰为仆役
，and servants flames of fire.
神的能力，神的使者 做工的时候一个很特殊的记号。
And this is a very special mark that the servant of God has when he works for the Lord.
不但如此，
Not only that,
当大风吹过以后呢，
After the blowing of the great wind,
你看到那个温度产生了很大的调和了。
You see that there's a very big change in the temperature.
人的风来的时候，
When the wind of man comes,
就把整个热的那个气氛的整个把它改变过来了。
It will change the entire atmosphere.
就风就把这气温做一个很大的调和了。
And the wind will change the entire temperature of the
land. 热风吹来的时候呢，
When it is a hot wind,
人就得到很大的温暖。
We will have warm.
不但如此，
Not only that,
有风的地方就有很干净的空气在里面。
Wherever there is great wind, the air is fresh and pure.
当一个教会脏得不得了，乌烟瘴气，树林的臭透不过气来，你知道圣灵在那的工作已经开始减少了。
When the church is in a mess, when the church is polluted, you will know that the Holy Spirit is really not working in
there. 台北跟香港，
Taipei and Hong Kong,
都是五六百万的城市的人。
These are cities with 6 to 7 million people.
香港的天空呢比较晴朗。
Why is it that Hong Kong has a clearer sky?
台北的天空比较污浊一点。
Whereas Taipei has a more polluted sky.
为什么呢？
Why is this the case?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
香港是风常常吹过的地方。台北是比较少风吹过的地方。
Hong Kong is a place where winds will pass by.
为什么呢？香港就在海边。
Because Hong Kong is next to the sea.
那么海风一吹的时候，
So when the sea breeze comes,
就把他们的天气中间、空气中间的肮脏的雾气都吹掉了。
It's going to clear away all the pollution and filth in the air.
但是台北不是如此。
But Taipei is not.
台北是在盆地里面。
It's in the valley.
所以风在上面吹来吹去，下面吹不到。
So when the wind moves up there, nothing happens below.
许多的肮脏的气一直在那里。
So all the polluted air are trapped in there.
我不是替香港宣传，
I am not giving a publicity.
我是解释风的问题，你不要弄错我。
I'm explaining the wind to you.
那么照样的，
so similarly,
当风吹过来以后呢，
After the blowing of the wind,
乌烟瘴气就被它吹掉了。
All the filth and pollution will
be removed. 风有清洗空气的作用。
And so wind has the function of cleansing.
神的仆人，
the servant of God,
是风，
is the wind.
神的仆人，
the servant of God,
是火，
is the fire.
你在的地方不是要叫人看见你，是要看见你工作的果效。
It's not for other people to look at you, but to see the result of your work.
你在的地方在带动一个很大的气流，使人得到冲击。但是呢，这个气流产生的动力是不随便可以到看出来的。
Wherever you go, you want to bring these great winds of change into the place, something which people cannot see easily.
你流过的地方，
everywhere that you go,
产生了气温的改变，
will create a change in the
atmosphere, 整体性的调节，
a change in the atmosphere.
这是风特别的功能。
This is a special function of the wind.
你吹过的地方呢，
everywhere you blow,
就有清新的气候，
there will be purity.
你的肮脏的雾气都被冲散，
all the filth and pollution will go away.
神的仆人是风，
the servant of God is the wind.
神以风为师者。
And God make the wind His messenger.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
神常常在风的背后呢，讲一些的话语出来。
God always speak behind the wind.
当以利亚做先知的时候，
when
以利亚，
when Isaiah,
Elijah, Elijah,
when Elijah became a prophet,
这两个以都是姓以的，
有注意，
一个以利亚，一个以赛亚。那这个以利亚做先知的时候，
Elijah was a prophet,
他勇敢跟巴利的先知对抗，在加密的山上做一个呢很伟大的挑战。
He had a great challenge on Mount Carmel when he fought against the prophets of Baal.
当巴利的先知用刀砍自己，用宗教性的热忱祷告，结果没有果效的时候。
When the prophets of Baal tried to mutilate themselves and use a religious fervor to pray,
以利亚给他们的时间结束了。
Elijah gave them a time that passed.
他就说以色列人，
and he said, Israelites,
来到我这里，
come before me.
你们来，
come.
就在那个时候，他把祭坛上面整个的祭物跟祭坛周围的沟都用水冲了，冲的完全潮湿。
He asked the people to drench all the sacrifices on the altar.
你要知道那个时候水比黄金更贵。
You must realize that at that time water is more precious than gold.
3.5年没有下雨。
Because for 3.5 years there was no rain.
人连一杯水都很难拿到。
It was difficult to drink a glass of water.
这是圣经里面最浪费的一次。
And this is the most the greatest waste in the Bible.
都是倒在水，倒在沟，倒在地坛，倒在祭物上面，一直倒。那把黄金这样随便流，是不是浪费上帝的恩典？
They keep pouring the precious water over the sacrifices over and over again. It seems to be a big waste.
先知的能力大到一个地步。
But the power of the prophets was so great.
没有人敢反对他一句话。
And nobody was able to oppose them.
当人把真拿大的香膏膏耶稣的时候，犹大还敢反抗。
But Judas was against the anointing of Jesus with the fragrant oil.
他一定要把比黄金更宝贵的水浇灌下去，这样一直流下去的，没有一个人敢讲这句话。
But when Elijah drenched the sacrifice, nobody dared to oppose him.
他说：“以色列人，你们来。”
And he said, "Israelite, come."
当他围到他面前来的时候
，When they came before him,
他一个人对四百个巴利先知来挑战。
He challenged 400 prophets of Baal by himself.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝啊
！The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
求你使你的仆人知道，你耶和华是上帝。
May you let your servant know that you are Jehovah God.
你使你的百姓知道你是神。
Let your people know that you are God.
也求你使他们知道我是你的仆人。
And let them know that I am your servant.
他没有砍，没有斩，没有捶胸。没有大喊大叫，他就简单的祷告。
He did not mutilate himself, he did not cut himself or shout. He just prayed silently.
他的祷告完了以后
，After his prayer,
天上就降下火来，烧尽整个祭坛上所有的东西。
Great fire came from heaven and demolished everything on the sacrifice.
以色列人啊
，Israelites,
如果巴利是神
，If Baal is God,
你们就拜巴利吧。
You must worship him.
如果耶和华是神
，If Jehovah is God,
就拜耶和华吧。
You must worship him.
没有第三条路
There is no third way.
是就是不是就不是不是
That's only yes and no.
巴黎的先知活的不活的
The prophets of God were they fervent?
他们只有宗教性的活的
They had religious fervency.
他们只有肉身性的活的
They had physical fervency.
他们只有感情性的活的
They emotional fervency.
但是那不是真正的灵活
But this is not true spiritual fire.
神的仆人有真正的灵活
The servant of God has true spiritual fire.
所以当神的火降下来的时候
So when the fire of God came,
一个传道人可以抵挡四百个假先知。
One preacher can go against 400 false prophets.
啊，结果
，and the
百姓知道耶和华是上帝。
The people know who God is.
那么这些假先知有什么办呢
？What happened to the false prophets?
他们要逃跑吗
？All of them tried to escape.
伊利亚说把他们都杀死。
Elijah said, "Kill them all."
你说伊利亚没有爱心吗
？You say he has no compassion.
爱真理的人就应当对不是真理的不要有爱心。
Those who truly love the truth does not have love for that is.
当你一方面爱真理，一方面爱异端的时候，你就是信仰的叛徒。
You cannot possibly love the truth and love heresy at the same time. You'll be a betrayer.
伊利亚下令把四百个先知都杀死。
So Elijah gave the commandment to kill all 400 prophets.
伊利亚不但像风一样的
，Not only was he like the wind.
伊利亚像火一样被上帝用。
He was like the fire being used by God.
上帝以风为使者。
God used the wind as his image.
上帝以火为仆役
，and servants as fire.
伊利亚身上有风火的记号
，and Elijah had these two marks of the wind and the fire.
当他把巴利的四百个先知杀死以后呢
？After he killed the 400 prophets of Baal.
亚哈王没有办法。
King Ahab had no choice.
亚王知道耶和华才是真神。
He knew finally that Jehovah is true God.
这一向来所拜的神根本是假的。
And all the gods he has been worshipping are false.
然后他就问伊利亚。
And then he asked Elijah.
我要怎么样呢
？What am I going to do?
快快套车。
And he's going to move very fast forward.
套车，表示你的车要套起来了，因为下大雨要来了。
Cover your canvas quite quickly.
没有黑云怎么会下大雨
？Because the rain is going to come, but there's no clouds.
他这个王就听先知的话了。
But the king would listen to the.
把这个车套上来了以后呢
？And he put canvas over his
carriage. 向前跑了。
And he moved forward.
耶和华给以利亚跑路快到比他的马车跑更快，就在前面走。
But God enabled Elijah to move faster than the chariot.
他像风一样
，He was like the wind.
像火一样
，Like a fire.
他到前面来等那个车来到
，And he went ahead to wait for the chariot to come.
伊利亚是大先知吗
？Was he a great prophet?
大先知
，He was a great prophet.
大勇敢吗
？Was he a great courage?
大勇敢
，He was courageous.
大恩赐吗
？He had great gifts.
大恩赐
，He had great gifts.
大能力吗
？He had great power.
大能力
，Yes, he had great.
大毛病吗
？He has great talents.
大毛病
，He also had great talents.
因为他什么都大，才叫做大人物。
Because everything about him is great, including a problem.
恩赐大能力，大胆子，大毛病，大软弱，大宣布大，把一个人放大叫做大人物。
Everything was great about him, including all his problems and weaknesses.
你注意听下面的话。
Listen to the next words.
以利亚杀死了四百先知以后。
After he killed 400 prophets.
亚哈王听他的话。
King Ahab listened to him.
但是亚哈的老婆亚婆。
But his wife.
也许变了。
Jezebel,
他就非常恨之入骨了。
And she was great, in great anger.
他就派人到以利亚那里。
And she sent people to Elijah.
我执着我所敬拜的神明说，明天这个时候我要取去你的生命。
By the name of the God I worship, I swear that tomorrow at this time I will take away your life.
明天这个时候。
The same time tomorrow.
糟糕了。
So he was.
吉利亚那么大的先知，那么勇敢，一听见这个话，马上跑。
Such a great prophet, when he heard the threat, he immediately escaped.
大人物就是这样。
Now, this is what great people do.
你明白吗？
Do you understand this?
我问你啊。
Let me ask you this.
其实圣灵要告诉我们什么话呢？
What does the Holy Spirit want to tell us?
告诉我们吉利亚的毛病在哪里？
He tells us the problem of Elijah.
他只敢杀巴力的四百个先知。
He only dared to kill the 400 prophets of Baal.
但是他放过了这个。也许别说养了另外四百五十个先知。
But he left over 450 prophets of Jezebel. Another one. Why?
因为他看来看去，政治权柄不是在王，是在王后的身上。
Because he realized that the political power is in the queen.
但是
the queen.
名义上的要他做王，所以他只要为王宣战，然后呢，他不敢碰王后，这是他做先知的。
But he knows that even though the power is supposed to be in the king, the queen really has the power. That's his weakness.
今天教会神的仆人，神的儿女，所以失败，因为看到有钱人，他就不敢动，其他的他就乱碰掌。
And today is the same as the servant of God. Whenever we look at rich and powerful people, we dare not make a move.
所以你就失败。
And so you fail.
我今天要给你注意很特别注意亚哈失败的地方，这以利亚失败的地方。
So I want you to understand why Elijah failed.
整个国家的政权不在亚哈手里，是在耶洗别手里。